Well, I talk about fighting the homeless physically in this show.
Yeah.
Talk about Thomas Sowell, very interesting intellectual, who and a story that I think is going to be riveting for you guys. And I think 12 O'Clock Boys as well.
What's the Baltimore thing?
Mm-hmm.
Crazy.
First, Roman, whether it's a bad back or worse, guys are more comfortable rubbing dirt on it than seeing a doctor. 70% of guys with erectile discomfort do dysfunction, I should say. Well, it could be discomfort as well. Erectile dysfunction, do not get it treated. You must get it treated. Roman, medical care for ED, if appropriate, from the privacy of your own home. Just go to GetRoman.com/ADS and complete an online visit. If the doctor decides it's right, then you get genuine medication. It will be delivered in a discreet package to your door. ED can be tough. With Roman, it's easy to connect with a doctor. Just go to GetRoman.com/ADS. You get a free online visit and free two-day shipping as well. GetRoman.com/ADS.
Recorded live at Corolla One Studios with Adam Carolla and board-certified physician and addiction medicine specialist, Dr. Drew Pinsky. You're listening to The Adam and Dr. Drew Show.
Yeah, get it on, got it on, church, we're going to mandate, get it on. That's that Drew over there, board-certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Yeah, man, what's going on over there, Drew?
So you know that video we watched weeks ago with that young lady that was begging Gavin Newsom to do something to change the laws to deal with the homeless thing because she lost her business?
She's a hairdresser out of Sacramento.
Yeah.
And there are homeless people that were flopping out all over her sidewalk.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, man, when I see that homeless thing going on the sidewalk in front of people.
Yeah.
It's also – like, I'd been traveling around, I'll circle back, and it's funny. So when you go out and do the comedy rounds like I've been doing, from where I live, if you're going to the Ice House, I'm sorry, I'll correct that. If you're going to the Comedy Store or going to the Melrose Improv, there's kind of two ways you can go. It's kind of a coin toss. Ways will kind of take you backside through kind of the park and Silver Lake and all that kind of stuff, reconnect with the 101, in which case you're used to seeing the homeless piles of homeless humanity. But recently on a Saturday night, it'll go, just stay on the 101 freeway, get off on Laurel Canyon and go up over the canyon, and you'll be at the Comedy Store. Now, I grew up in North Hollywood and I'm off of Laurel Canyon and have traveled Laurel Canyon for 1,000 years, up and down, work, friends, lived there, lived on it, an apartment, blah, blah, blah. Always looked at when you get off the freeway and you turn left, you start heading for the mountains. Now we're getting into Studio City and nicer neighborhoods. Seeing full-blown encampments now in Studio City, North Hollywood. We're not in the city. I know you know this.
But you go up Balboa, you've seen the
I'm seeing the full encampments, but what started to strike me is like, you know, the guy's dad's walking his 5-year-old girl and they're walking down the sidewalk and they have to like
get on the street.
Or deal with it. You know what I mean? And right next to there was, it was Campbell Hall, or I can't remember the
Campbell
name.
Hall,
it was Campbell Hall. It's a big private school. It's expensive, big private school. It's right there.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that simple pleasure of getting released for lunch and walking over to the burger joint. You have to stepping over homeless people now when you're in high school. And also kind of wondering, is somebody going to come at me with a knife? Or
Well, they've had like 20 fires there too now.
Right.
In North Hollywood, really a little bit further west. But it's getting, you know, we're going to have a big fire too.
Good. Burn it all down. So hairdresser. Yeah. So when I see these people, these businesses, and like, I don't know what I would do. I don't know what I could. I'd move. Like, just people.
Well, to be fair, the guy was on your doorstep in your business.
He was. And it's a business that I am not at in the evening.
And it doesn't require foot traffic in and out, you know, so it's not. But the point is, hey, it hit you too.
Oh, yeah. That guy wanted to fight. My daughter was crying her eyes out. And thank God I had Oscar De La Hoya standing behind me for backup. But, yeah, Natalia was scared shitless. She was standing behind me, you know, trying to get me to shield her. The guy was coming at me and poking me in the chest and blah, blah, blah. It was really...
How did you not swing at the guy? Or Oscar, at least.
Well, why would I punch Oscar?
No.
I know. I love when people answer questions. I thought you were talking about why would I punch Oscar De La Hoya? Why would I say that? I don't know. I don't know why you'd ask me to. Seems insane. I have a low resting pulse. Yeah. You know, I don't get that agitated. I sized him up as addled, but still sort of physically capable. I also had figured out that if he did try to punch me, it would not be a very good punch, and I'd probably see it telegraphed, and I could probably get out of the way of it. I was very much considering a move, which is very easy for me to do because I've done it 70,000 times, which is like just a quick kind of jab to the chin, just not even make contact, and then a real hard one to the body, which no one ever can really defend because they just see the hand kind of flying at their face, mm-hmm. and you always hit them in the body. I was just going to buckle him over. But then I was kind of thinking, well, then what? He sues me?
Yeah.
Like he hits his head on the concrete, right. Whatever. You know what I mean? Like right. All the repercussions of that.
Yeah.
So once I'd realized that my kids, Sonny was there too, but my daughter, who was especially having a reaction, I mean, she was traumatized, yeah. You know, yeah. Was having a reaction to it. Once I realized they were both sort of out of harm's way, I didn't feel like I wanted to hit the guy.
Yeah.
I mean, I kind of did, but I was also like, yeah. I don't know. So my whole thing is, let's just go home and die. Can we do that? It's getting late. Street lights are on.
Well,
we're not dead yet.
So the woman in Sacramento, that she was making an appeal to Gavin Newsom to please change the laws. Nothing can be done. Did you feel that she was compassionate towards homeless in that video?
I don't give a fuck about being compassionate towards homeless. It's a fucking problem. They're fucking junkies shitting on the street. Compassion is doing something about it. You know, this notion of like, where's your compassion? I don't give a fuck about your... There's somebody on the street languishing. They're drug addicts or they have mental disease or both. We would like to do something about said problem. I don't care... I don't care if her motivation is 100% financial. She doesn't give a fuck about the homeless. She simply wants more foot traffic into her salon so she can make more money. That's 1,000% her motivation.
Yeah.
But through her call to action, she can get these people some resources and taken care of. Well, then good for them. I'll call that win-win. This fucking notion about everybody, well, where's your compassion? Fuck
well,
you,
she got
pussies.
Crushed for where's your compassion? You're too mean.
Hang on a second.
And in the video, she goes, you heard her, Gary. She's like, I care about these people. Please do something about them. They need your help. Guess what? She's a recovering addict. Husband, recovering homeless addict. They know exactly what they're talking about. Exactly. Mm-hmm. They know exactly who these people are. They know exactly what they need. And they know exactly what's not happening.
Sure. But everyone knows it. But
No.
Well,
no.
Not,
you'd be
not
shocked.
The people in position of power.
Ugh.
I don't know who these pussies are. Who are these pussies? They're like, where's the compassion? Who gives a fuck about compassion?
You'd be amazed. It's just everywhere. I know who. I'd like to know those people, too. There's somebody worth punching. I mean, these people are committing homicide, essentially.
Yeah.
When you take away prison and institutions from drug addicts, which what we've done, we've made drug use legal in California, and we certainly don't institutionalize people if they don't want it, then you leave that death. There's only three outcomes of addiction: institution, jail, death. So you are killing people if you don't create motivation.
But I believe every homeless person has a right to dignity.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Nobody's illegal. A human can't be legal. I don't mind What's weird to me is I can't believe platitudes work.
I can't believe people buy them.
Well,
but I can't believe they
define that as working.
But then they spew them out on social media and stuff. It's weird. It's such a weird time.
I think that when you sort of pass things through your own kind of cheesecloth, it has to capture a lot of stuff that shouldn't be out there and exposed. What I mean is, like, you need a better colander to, like, capture things. Mm. When I hear politicians especially speaking, but even celebrities, I don't even know what the fuck they're talking about most of the time now. Nobody deserves this. And, like, I mean, again, we always make...
Well, there's first-class travel. Demeaning.
When you hear Garcetti go, and these people have paid their debt to society, we owe them our gratitude. Like, I'm like, are somebody write this down and present it to you? Or are you free-forming here? And if you are, happened to your head?
That's the direction we're going. Jails are evil. You understand?
I know everyone has decided that white cops shoot black teens for sport and that everyone in prison is a low-level drug dealer who was selling a marijuana cigarette at a Phish concert. Not so statistically, everybody. Most of the people in jail are fucking there because they should be in jail, and many of them are violent.
Right.
Many.
No.
The majority. They're not all just there for selling a fucking joint, and cops are there because they want to keep the peace, not because they hate black teens. Someone started peddling this shit, and all the weak-minded people just dove onto it. I don't know where that comes from.
I don't either. It's very weird.
It's sad.
Here's where something good comes from. Pluto TV. It's a leading free streaming television service. Watch 100-plus television channels, thousands of movies on demand, all completely free. Pluto, you just go to the App Store. Click on the app, download it, boom, up comes their menu, just like you're used to seeing from satellite or a cable provider. And Pluto does not ask for a credit card, doesn't even ask you to sign up, and you're watching for free. That's it. It is easy. It is a completely legal way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. A lot of people are cutting the cable. A lot of people are anxious to get away from that expense. Pluto TV should be your first destination. What are you waiting for? Go to the App Store, get Pluto TV, and never pay for TV again. Be sure to check out the Chassis Channel 585. See some of the Corolla products that are up there on Pluto. Hundreds of channels, thousands of movies. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices right now. Today, do it, including it's your phone. Put it on your phone, your Roku, your Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, anywhere else you stream. It is Pluto TV.
Hey, one thing that's on that Pluto TV, check out on Chassis, speaking of what I was just talking about, it's called 12 O'Clock Boys. I've talked to you about that before, but it's been a while. Mm. It's one of the docs that's on there. It's a really good doc. Huh. But I think it's Baltimore, Gary. It's 12 O'Clock Boys, Baltimore.
Yeah, that's a great film.
It is.
It's magnificent.
Fucking Sodom and Gomorrah over there.
It's about... Go ahead, Adam. I'm sorry.
Would have missed Baltimore.
All these, it's these inner city, Baltimore, young black youth who commandeer, through lack of a better
term. This is a documentary, you said? Or
yeah.
Film? Okay, go ahead.
That's a film of a documentary.
I understand.
They get dirt bikes.
Yeah.
And they ride them on the street. And they ride them everywhere. But they're in the inner city of Baltimore, but they're riding wheelies on Kawasaki 250s, just up and down the street. And when the cops show up, they'll circle the cop cars riding a wheelie and kick in the side of the door while the cops are in the cruisers. The cops can't pursue them because if the cops pursue them, they'll run. And if they run and they get hit by a car, their neighborhood will riot, burn the neighborhood down, and call the cop a killer. So the cops... just are there, and these guys are doing literally riding circles around cop cars and kicking the door in. One cop gave a new kid, and some of these kids aren't exactly expert motorcycle riders. No one's wearing a helmet. And one kid, you can look at the trailer on there. I remember it was like,
Don the 12 o'clock boys because they dropped the bike straight back.
They're just riding motorcycles down the boulevard.
If you get the 12 o'clock, you're the shit.
Oh, and the ATVs, too.
I've been on this earth for a decade and yeah. a couple years. So what that makes me, I'm a grown-ass man.
They just ride. They just ride everything through the streets of Baltimore. And there's nothing. They hold up the traffic.
Baltimore City Sunday. Fuck City Council. Fuck the police. Any of them that tries to stop
it. Cops can't do anything about it.
Fucking bird watching us now.
Not sure where everyone's dad is.
What's the story? Other than the riding around it.
Just follows one kid.
When I got hit, I hit the tree and got knocked out conscious. I like to rush out.
All right, you get it. Anyway, it's crazy. It's Baltimore. This is before it got all cleaned up by the Democrats. I don't know what happened. Trump mistakenly labeled it as dicey and dirty, crime ridden. This is 8 years ago when it was, you know, bad. I guess. I don't know where everyone's dad is, but that's what prevents this. No one there has a dad. The dad has the discipline. It's a very interesting story, Drew.
So disturbing.
It is totally disturbing, but it could be. It's preventable, but not if you're not going to talk about dads. Then it's not preventable. There's a Thomas Sowell thing, Gary, and I think he talks about blackouts. A blackout. The blackout of 1959 and the blackout of 1969, maybe in New York, some big urban area.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the blackout in 1959, it was the same blackout, same place, same amount of time. It was like a 24-hour blackout some summer.
Same amount of time as?
As the blackouts are the same amount of blackout time.
Got it. I mean, 69 and 59.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Tale of two blackouts. Yeah. I'll paraphrase, but 59, no problemo. 69, a lot of rioting, a lot of crime.
10 years.
A lot of shit.
Well, we're heading there. We're on our way to unraveling here.
What's the difference between 59 and 69?
I know things were a lot different culturally by 69.
Yeah. What do you think? Any guesses?
What specific thing?
What would be a guess? 65 and 77, 12 years. Sorry. 65.
77 was a mess.
Yeah, but why? What would be the difference? Why would more people? All right, let's put it to you this way. Let's see. We'll get to the bottom of this.
Because there was no.
Who's running out in the street and rioting? Elderly women?
No.
Asian women?
No.
Teen girls.
Young males, for sure.
Young males. Uh-huh.
I don't know what actually happened in 75, to tell you the truth, but go ahead. Keep going.
No rioting versus rioting.
65 versus 77.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So what's the difference?
Well, 42nd Street was a mess. Crime was everywhere. The police did not police anything.
So you think it was the police?
Well, there was no consequence to people. It's just like what you were just looking at. It was the same kind of thing.
What would have a large group of people go out and think it's a good idea to steal and rob and riot versus not?
Previous riots?
Maybe we can get back to some of my earlier references with the 12 o'clock boys.
Oh, no dance. Oh.
No dance.
Is that really where the statistically things change?
Well, what? If everyone has a dad at home, are they going out and rioting?
No. But I'd be curious to see if that's statistically what happened then. That's interesting.
It's a big difference between 65 and 77.
Where did dads go?
I don't know. Where did they go?
What happened in that period? Somebody needs to.
The government married the moms. We didn't need the dads.
So the welfare state? Is
yes.
That? Yeah.
The welfare state has created this mess. It's completely responsible for this.
But we don't really have as much of it now, right? Yet we still have the cultural trend in place.
Well, we don't have as much as the welfare state.
Yeah.
I think we do.
Do we?
Yeah. But the culture's off and running, but right. The welfare state is there. We've eliminated the dads.
Huh.
Unnecessary. made it more profitable to have kids than to get married.
Yes.
All right. Be careful, everybody. Unintended consequences. Be careful when you try to help. Be careful. You don't know. Oh, you know, it may be good for this week. Stand back 25 years. Tell me how it's going.
Right.
It never works. It never works. Helping somebody who's has a disease or something, that works.
We don't do that. Not up to brain disease, anyway.
This has not helped the black community at all. Or if it has, what would it have been like without this? I mean, what's the answer? More money? The difference is the breakdown.
Yeah.
Family breaks down. Who's going to go out and riot in a blackout? No one while their dad's sitting at home. There's some 48-year-old dude sitting there. You're not going out to riot, are you?
Nope.
Okay. But what if your dad's not there?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, what's the difference? There's your difference. Gary, you can probably drill down on that.
Even your dad was able to contain that.
That's right.
Not sitting really in front of the books.
No, I was just...
How come Ray's dad couldn't contain it?
Ray never did anything inherently evil to anybody. I knew the difference between right and wrong, and so did Ray. Our rules were we can do whatever we want to each other, and we can fuck around with other people, but we can't do anything that's wrong.
Mm.
I mean, you can't hurt them. Yeah. You can't steal from them. That's not your stuff. You're allowed to do whatever you want to one another or to yourself, but you can't go out.
Ray would flirt near stealing, wouldn't he? Hey, I want that.
Well, he'd steal it from me. Like, he would never do anything that was, like, immoral.
Right.
I mean, stuff that would – obviously, everything we did would get us arrested now.
Shooting on the girl's head? No.
But first off, it was an enema. It was an innocent enema, Drew.
Pool enema. Jacuzzi enema.
It was an innocent childhood – you know, it was like flirting, except for water shot out of your ass.
On somebody's head with chunks.
I know, but when you say shitting on somebody's head, Drew, that's where I have to.
I understand. Yep. That's not dignified. It's not respectful.
I said good day. Yes. The tale of those two blackouts. I'd be curious, Gary, of how that went. Maybe we'll play bits and pieces of that. Anyway. Let me tell you about LifeLock, everyone. USB charging stations at the airport that come with a cost you can't see. Mm-hmm. Cyber criminals, they can modify them. They can install malware or they can download your data. So many threats in today's cyber world. Good thing LifeLock Identity Theft Protection adds the power of Norton Security to help protect against threats to your devices you can't easily see or fix on your own. So, if there is a problem, their agents will work to fix it. But you won't have a problem because you have LifeLock. It's 2019, everybody. Let's get some LifeLock. Take care of business. And again, you didn't need car insurance when you rode a horse, but now you drive a car. It's convenient. You have car insurance. Well, you're on the computer all day. You need LifeLock. Right, Matt?
That's right. No one can prevent all identity theft or cybercrime or monitor transactions at all businesses. But LifeLock with Norton Security can see threats you might miss on your own. Go to LifeLock.com or call 1-800-LIFELOCK and use promo code Adam for 10% off your first year. That's promo code Adam at LifeLock.com or 1-800-LIFELOCK for 10% off.
Yeah, this Thomas Sowell thing I just caught a little bit of. But I think basically it's a pretty interesting way to test things. You go to the same city and you have the same blackout for the same amount of time, but you do it 12 years later. And you go, what's changed?
But what's interesting is how short a period of time that is.
Yeah. Know? Well, think about that was a perfect time between 65. We still were kind of in the 50s. We still had some little Ozzy and Harriet in us. Things were still
holding
intact
together
a little. And by the time we got to 77, it was on. Since he was in Monterey, looking at a sick officer, I never saw Adam in a car, wondering
what's the, where you were pitted.
Hey, Raymond Brown, 53, California.
Yes, sir, hey.
What's going on, man?
Yeah.
Hey, Matt.
Now, Just checking in with you. I missed you. Wanted to see you.
Hmm. Well,
I wanted to check out your car.
Well, I feel like you could have found us. We're big, red, you know, pretty easy to find. Yeah?
He said he was there Saturday and Sunday.
You were there Saturday and Sunday? We were looking around, huh?
Yeah, we lost him.
I'm back. Oh, there we go. I'm back right now.
Well, we weren't there. Look, did you get a program that says what run group I was in and when we ran?
I looked at it. I was there with some other guys, and I was just walking through every row just looking for you. And
the answer is no.
They have a whole program, yeah. And there's literally a picture of my car in the program, and it says, here's who's running, here's the group, here's the day.
Is this
here's
getting bigger every year?
Yes, Drew, and thanks, Raymond. We were gone Sunday. My race was Saturday morning and Saturday afternoon. Mm. And by the time we'd finished, it was time to pack up and head back. And Drew, so thanks, Raymond. I appreciate it. Drew, let me say something. I'm glad you asked. You know why?
Why?
Because everybody, we always talk about, you know, all this stuff. It's like, oh, we got to crunch the numbers or statistics, and everyone's, you know, we're beating a dead horse here, but it's like only 12% of the homeless is addiction. The rest is the high cost of living and stuff like that. They're nonsense, bullshit, nonsense.
Yeah.
You know all the facts because you open your eyes when you drive and you see people staggering around in a circle, their pants around their ankles, and you go, is it the high cost of milk and eggs and dairy that's caused that guy to shit himself?
Right.
No, he's a junkie. Fine. You have all your answers.
Yeah.
People say to me, I've been going and racing at Laguna Seca for the Rolex Historics for about 9 years, 10 years.
You have been.
I've been going for probably 15 years.
Mm.
I've been racing for about 10 years. Mm. Now, people say all the time, and Gary, I bet you could find a picture of the grandstand. Stands on turn.
Sorry, I'm trying to edit that silo thing. What do you need?
Forget it. I'll just tell Drew. We don't need it. Sorry. Keep going. Carry on. As you were. As I was. Okay. The place is big and it's sprawling. There's always a lot of people. Feels like there's a lot of people there.
Mm-hmm.
In the past, there's been counts. Like those 83,000 the year before, and this year they had 92,000 people, and they expect over 100 or whatever. There's all of that. Here's how I know everything. When I first started racing there, they have bleachers. They have bleachers that run along the front straight, but the slightly more popular bleachers, grandstands, are around turn four. And
is that a tough turn or something? Or can you see down the...
I turned it into a tough turn with an epic spin out. Epic, Drew. But people gather there because they can kind of see down the track this way and see you go around the turn that way. And then they can look at the left and see how fast you went through the speed traps and blah, blah, blah.
Got it.
When I was there first year, the grandstands were fairly empty. The last few years, I'd noticed there were, you know, I mean, in years before, you could, during a popular race like the 60s Trans Am race or the race I do, there's different run groups, but during a popular run group, you know, you could go out there, sit right in the middle of stands and not worry about where. Now, it's pretty full and you've got to find a spot. And if you want a spot for one of the feature races, you better get there a little early. It's a big, sprawling grandstand, and there was nobody there, and now there's a lot of people there. And so people go, well, is there greater attendance, less attendance, the same attendance? I have no statistical anything. I have eyeballs. I drive around the track, and I see now there's a whole bunch of people in there. Now, you could go, well, maybe it's the exact same number of people are coming to track, but a much larger group of them are going out to that stand.
They're more motivated.
No, there's a certain amount who go to the track, eat a corn dog, and walk around, and then there's a certain amount who want to get up and watch the feature race. It's about the same. Yeah. I'm sure that variable hasn't changed. There's physically more people there, and that's why that is getting crowded.
100,000 people go?
Yeah.
Oof. And then I also noticed the booklets on the sales items. Those seem fancier.
Yeah, everything's getting all that stuff is getting
my
fancy.
Gullwing
Mercedes is a staple of all the high-end auctions. It's funny because you look at a Gullwing Mercedes as an incredibly exotic car. To me, they're pedestrian because there's always five of them for sale on any given Monterey weekend.
They're priced,
not any given.
Is their price stayed up?
They're at about 1.2 to 1.4 now. So they've been creeping up every year. Would have been a good thing to buy 10 or 15 years ago, even though it would have seemed, you know, we'd have spent $400,000 13 years ago to get one, but now you'd be worth 1.3. So it'd be
crazy.
That'd be a good thing. But it's funny, as exotic as they are, Andino Ferraris and Daytona Ferraris, there's so many of them at those auctions that it feels kind of, you kind of walk past them and you'll go to a weird car that's off the beaten path and not worth a tenth and go, hey, look at this. I haven't seen one of these. It's interesting.
Do people tend to sell a lot, turn them over and things? Is that part of the deal?
I think there's like, there's kind of two groups. There's the group that buys it and hangs on to it and bequeaths it to their grandchildren. And then there's the one who like kind of gets it and details it and flips it and tries to turn a buck.
Oh, I see.
All right.
Speaking of cars, True Car. That's right. Cars have stories, much like the one Adam was just telling you, but you can't put a price. Well, they put prices on the stories up there. But with True Car, you can find out what your car is worth when it's time to sell or trade in. Just go to True Car. Enter your license plate number. Car details come on up. They answer some questions. And when you're finished, in a very short period of time, you get that true cash offer in just minutes, which you can take to a local True Car certified dealer to cash out. Or you can trade in. Lock in a price for a vehicle that's on that True Car certified dealer's lot. Learn about the price paid in your area. Lock it in. It's a true price, includes fees and accessories. And as I said, it's an actual vehicle on the lot. So when you come in with your true cash offer, you can just trade in. And don't forget that True Car offers new and used cars. So whether you want a new or a used car, that's what you can trade in your car for. When you are ready for a better way to sell or trade in your car, check out True Car. True cash offer, not available in all states.
All right. We'll figure out that Thomas Sowell thing for a later podcast to be determined. Gary,
any Partridge Family updates for us or nothing?
Let me tell you, man. I didn't have time to find it, but I was watching an episode and it had Tracy, the very youngest, and Chris, the second youngest. They're, you know, 5 and 7. And there's some... They just pick random stupid things. They had one where Keith just wanted to be like a parental figure for no... The thing about the sitcoms is they never displayed any of these qualities before, and now all of a sudden it's like, oh, it's the episode where Keith wants to be a dad, and then the next thing is just back to dating and leave me alone. Like, there was like... there's no continuity,
so weird.
But Keith wanted to be a dad, and like Tracy and Chris sat down, and they said... we want to talk to you about, you know, like our future. And he was like, oh, well, you've come to the right place. Look, you can do anything you want. You can be anything you want. And they went, anything? And I don't think I can be this. And Keith said, no, yes, you can. This is America. You can be anything you want to be when you're older. And they both paused and they went, we want to be Negroes. And they used the word Negroes.
Wow.
And everyone, not everyone laughed. The laugh track guy potted it way up, like big laughs. Negroes.
How did he resolve that?
I think they just smash cut to Danny in the garage. Right. You know what I mean? I think it was Keith wants to be a dad or Keith's the father figure
but you
or something
know what,
like
you
that.
You know what they capitalized on that show is phases. Danny's in a phase.
Yeah.
You know, and just having a phase.
They both said Negroes.
Phases, though, seem to have gone out of fashion.
Yeah.
And yet I would argue that social justice warrioring is sort of a phase.
Oh, God, it'd be nice. It's the longest phase ever. All right. You can go to AdamCarolla.com, find out all the live shows. Napa, Uptown Theater coming next. Salt Lake City as well at Wise Guys, October 25th, 26th. Go to AdamCarolla.com for all that stuff. And check out Not Taco Bell material as well. Stand up. Special at Chassie and Drew.
DrDrew.com. It's all there.
And you can also check out 22 Hours of American Nightmare on Podcast One, Apple Podcasts. Until next time, I'm Carola Doctor saying mahalo.
This is Carola Digital.
Pluto TV, the leading free streaming television service. Watch over 100 channels and thousands of movies on demand completely free. Pluto TV never asks for a credit card. You don't even need to sign up to watch for free. Pluto TV is easy. It's completely legal. And it's the best way to watch your favorite TV shows and hit movies for free. You never pay for TV again by downloading Pluto TV. Not sure what you're waiting for. You can be rolling in a matter of moments. Download Pluto TV for free on all your favorite devices. Do it today, including your phone and Roku and Amazon Fire TV, Apple TV, smart TVs, PlayStations, and anywhere else you stream. And also, don't forget about my channel, Chassis, C-H-A-S-S-Y, Chassis Channel. Number 501, it is the best. It is Pluto TV.